Founding members of the club included author Mark Twain and the celebrated Union Army General William Tecumseh Sherman. To Gramercy Square, where young Edith and her family would be staying, was the home of the Pinchot family. Businessman James Wallace Pinchot, his wife, Mary Jane Eno Pinchot, and their children, Gifford, Amos, and Antoinette. The Pinchot family had recently completed the building of a new Milford, Pennsylvania home that had been designed by the noted New York City architect Richard Morris Hunt and subsequently dubbed Gray Towers. The Pinchot's oldest son, Gifford, was away studying at Yale, and Edith and her sisters knew Nettie Pinchot from dancing class in Newport. The four-story brick house was Italianate in style, with cast iron railings gracing its small balconies and floor-to-ceiling parlor windows. Edith's brother, Daniel, who went by his middle name, Leroy, was in his final year at Columbia, which meant that he would again be living under the same roof as his sisters. Susan, the oldest, was now 24 and 2 years older than Leroy. Natalie was 19, and Pauline, the baby, was still just 12. The family would be together, nestled in this house across from the gated park. From outside those parlor windows looking in, one might have seen four young ladies and one young man living the kind of gleaming 19th century life envied by scores of less fortunate citizens of the time.